following program is pre-recorded. Welcome to Hope in the Night, late night talk radio offering biblical hope and practical help, and on the air now for over 25 years. I'm Jeff Oliver, here with author and speaker June Hunt. June, this is this month, October, is Bullying Awareness Month, and you have really shared some helpful stories about that, about the mean girls you told us about before, and the bullying that has gone on in schools, and so what insight do you have into that?
I think most people think of it school-related. Mm-hmm. When we hear newscasts, like an incident that just occurred in our Dallas-Fort Worth area of a student that was bullied, but then he came back and shot several people, but it was very clear that he was truly being bullied. By the way, school bullying is commonly committed by, first, stronger students or peers targeting a weaker student. Occasionally, there could be coaches, teachers targeting certain vulnerable students. But the issue is it's an imbalance of power. But there's also home bullying, usually by, it can be a husband targeting a wife. It could be a father, those who are older. It could be a mother, but targeting younger children. There's cyberbullying. There's a 40-year-old woman, a model, beautiful woman in Australia. She was literally cyberbullied. She started getting all this hate mail, and she committed suicide. Mm. So that's what you call, bully side. It's called bully side. It's suicide by means of being bullied. And that's more frequently by younger people who use, obviously, electronic media to intentionally target others. But it's that ongoing messaging of criticism, negativity, you're ugly, just all kinds of words that can be said. You hear about workplace bullying. And, you know, when there is, at the workplace, that needs to be an HR situation of where the person who's in charge of the team members at the workplace, they need to intervene, and that needs to be reported to also. But they're going to be especially, I'm going to say, those who are disabled that are more likely to be bullied, or elderly. It's called elder abuse. And the reason is bullies need to find people they can bully, where they can get away with it. And so it's easier if someone appears disabled. It could be targeting someone with mental or psychological or physical disabilities. And I want to mention that, what do you do? Let's say, I remember a guy, I was in high school, and there was a guy who started making fun of someone who was disabled. And he would yell out things that I didn't know what to do. I know what to do now. Hmm. If that were to take place, I would go stand by right next to the person who's being bullied. And I'll say, stop it. If you don't stop it, I will report it. Now, again, be verbal. Be physical. Go stand by the person who is being bullied. If it's an elderly person, and someone is you know, it, I realize that it could be targeting an elderly person at a home, and you may not be seeing it, but there are people in facilities, they're living in retirement or nursing homes, and the issue is, if you know about this, you're there, you stand by the one that will help them, the one being bullied, feel so much safer. But then you call them out. See, they don't expect somebody to call out this kind of wrong behavior, because bullies are pretty narcissistic. They think they have a right to hurt you, to hurt whoever they're, you know, they justify. And they don't typically admit that they're doing something wrong. They don't have sensitive spirits. So, but you say, you know, stop it. Don't do this. If you do this, you're going, you know, if you say this again, I will report it. This is wrong. This, and you could say, this is my friend. In terms of you're being a friend to that person. The Bible actually says, not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with malice. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues, they tell lies. That paints a part of a picture of those who are bullies, and they need to be exposed.
For bringing hope in the darkest hours, we're celebrating June Hunt and 26 years of Hope in the Night. June will tell you that a radio program was nowhere on her radar, but God had a different plan. On the first broadcast of Hope in the Night, June talked with people about fear, alcohol abuse, anger, and we'll never forget the woman facing an unplanned pregnancy. Help us mark this 26th year by making a $26 gift or even a $260 gift to our late night radio ministry. It would be a special blessing if you would make your gift a monthly gift. Just go to hopefortheheart.org or text the keyword HOPE to 855-909-1546. That's hopefortheheart.org, or text the keyword HOPE to 855-909-1546.
Would you like to talk to June Hunt about a situation in your life? Consider having that conversation on a future broadcast of Hope in the Night, and let June help you discover practical help that's grounded in God's truth. Your story will be heard on all of our radio affiliates, and of course, we protect your privacy by providing you with a different name. And as it happens often in our program, when you share your story, you might help someone else find biblical hope and practical help for their life. It's ministry multiplied. For an opportunity to talk with June Hunt on Hope in the Night about an issue, a hurt, a relationship, or some other concern in your life, call 800-NIGHT-17. That's 800-644-4817. And remember, there are no hopeless situations, only people who have grown hopeless. There really are biblical solutions for all of life's struggles. Don't wait. Call tonight. 800-NIGHT-17. 800-644-4817.
Welcome back to Hope in the Night. I'm Jeff Oliver, and we want to help you, and we want to help you help others. If you have questions about tonight's topic or any number of topics, we have over 100 keys for living that will help you address your situation. Call our customer support team at 800-488-HOPE. They're available Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Central Time, and they can help you access the resources you need. Recommending tonight the keys for living called Bullying, Bullied No More. And again, you can get in touch with our customer support team at 800-488-4673. Also, check out our website, hopefortheheart.org/store, And there you can find the new updated Keys for Living, our Lifeline to Hope online training, and June's many biblical resources. There are books and music CDs there, and you'll find it all at hopefortheheart.org/store. Also want to point your attention to the Facebook page. It is called Hope in the Night. And it's just for this program to inform you and to help you to get in touch with us. And you can get the opportunity to be on the air with June as well through that website. We have the information there for you to contact us. So go there, spend a little time there, like our page, and we appreciate that so much. It's the Facebook page, Hope in the Night. Let's get to our caller for tonight and this evening, listening on KCBI from Texas. Tonight we have Hannah.
Well, welcome to Hope, Hannah. How can we help you?
Hi, I'm just calling because I have a situation with my oldest daughter, and it's not good because Monday my oldest grandson called me and told me that there had been an accident in their family, a car wreck, and I made a mistake, really I did, calling her and telling her about it, and she sent a nasty letter to my grandson's aunt, and then it just stirred up a bunch of stuff, and then she told them that she wanted to put black magic on me, and that I'm
taking... Are you saying your daughter wants to put black magic on you? Did you say
yeah,
that?
She said she wants to put black magic against my mother for turning my son against me, and I am cursing the day she was born, like I'm going to put an evil curse on her, a hex, like I'm looking into black magic and witchcraft against her because she claims to be a Christian out of her mouth. One minute, and the next minute she's wicked, and her actions are, it's a bad word, up to, so I'll just finish it for all of us. That's what she put, and none of that's true. It's from the enemy. And it's sad, you know, because here I am. I'm 64 years old. I want a relationship with her, but she's dealt with drugs for so long. She's in the wrong frame of mind, you know, and I just was wondering, I mean, I give it to God. The thing is about 3 weeks ago, she had a wreck and totaled her car, and I believe it was a wake-up call from God. I don't know what you might say because you might think, I don't know all the details, but the other family, she cannot go to the funeral because she was saying things about the other person that passed away. The other person passed away, and her two children lived. And they're going through a lot, you know, in that family. And I told my grandson, I said, now, I don't want to upset, I'm not supposed to say names, right? I don't want to upset your aunt. Mm-hmm. Or anything, and he said, Nana, it's okay if you go, but my mom can't come after what she did. She stirred up strife, and I mean, I could read the whole letter to you, but I'm just telling you about the black magic part, and I'm not afraid because I feel like I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. I'm serving God. I'm being obedient. And I don't know if it's coming from her deep hurt, but I would never, ever try to keep her son from her. Mm-hmm. It's Jacob's choice. It's nothing to do with me, you know. And I don't know. I just don't know what to do. I what can I do? I don't know. I mean, this letter just, I just wish I wouldn't have had called her because I didn't know I was setting myself up for disappointment and setting other people up for disappointment because she's saying in the letter about, I'm sorry to hear about Amber, but I also heard that she was going through so much. I heard she was homeless, living in her car, depressed, and that no one was there for her. I know how she felt, and I know what it's like to be in that same situation. I hoped mm-hmm. and wished for death every day of my life. I prayed for death. I heard she died instantly, and that may have been God taking her and saving her from this miserable world. She's an angel now. I really don't want to fight evil with evil, but my mom has turned my son away from me. She's manipulated him, and if I can get her out of the way, I could get to be in his life. I'd sacrifice anyone for my son, anyone. And I've never, ever, Jacob would, I'm sorry, he would say the same thing. Nana, it's something that I can't work out between her and her son. It has to be mm-hmm. him. I shouldn't even be in it, but she's putting me in it. Like, she's hating. I mean, I don't know, mm-hmm. you know, what to do at this point. Just, I got to separate myself from her, I guess. There's nothing else. What can I do? And she mm-hmm. lives in Louisiana where all that stuff takes place, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and this is not true. None of the stuff she's saying is true about me. I mean, I don't manipulate anybody. I love my grandson within the means that I have to love him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I do as a grandmother. I don't try to control or nothing. He comes to me. But, I mean, I don't know what to do.
Well, first of all, yeah, the truth is there will be those who will not tell the truth about you. Mm-hmm. That is going to be classic. That's what happened to Jesus. He mm-hmm. was blamed for mm-hmm. all kinds of things, right. Even his miracles, attributing them to the enemy of God or to demons. And so I just was saying something to a man today where a godly man who was telling me some false things that were being said about him. And I said, you know, if we think about it, if we're going to be like Christ, and the Bible says that we are predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son, in other words, to the character of Christ. Well, if we're going to be like Christ, we're going to be unjustly accused. And it's not because we are doing something wrong. It's even though we are not having mal intent, no wrong intent. We're not trying to hurt somebody. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've kind of been amazed. I've kind of shaken my head and thought, wow, I thought this person, now I'm thinking about, since you've mentioned family, I'm thinking about a family member who would just...
Yeah, that's sad. You're persecuted by your own child, yeah. Your own flesh and blood. That's hard. And she slandered me also. She tried but the person didn't receive it. Thank goodness.
Well, I'm glad you said that. That's very important. I there were things that were said about me regarding a situation where I took someone in for quite a while, and the next thing you know, she is after a year, you know, saying June threw me out of the house, and this person said, "I'm sorry, but I don't believe you. June wouldn't do that," and I mm-hmm. didn't. But I was so shocked that even the person who she told, now she told several people, and they did come to me, the others too. But my point is, I'm only saying this not to dismiss or belittle anything that you're telling me. I'm saying I understand. I agree with you. It's hard. I agree it's painful. And especially when it's someone dear to you. Your daughter, you are clear you care about her, but I'm just saying there is a limit to what we can do to turn things around. You can't, I wish we had, I call it the magic bopper.
Right.
I wish we had the magic bopper where you could bop the person on the head, and all of a sudden, now they believe only total truth. I don't have that magic bopper, and if you invent it, I can tell you, you'll be an instant zillionaire. People will want, everybody will want your magic bopper.
I'm telling you.
But you know, real life living, if we look at the Bible, we see injustice, we see godly people who are, whether it's prophets of God in the Old Testament, whether it's disciples in the New Testament, just being blamed and accused. And so with that, what do we do? Well, you already know this, and I can tell you know it. You do not return evil for evil.
No.
You don't do any act of revenge. And some people resort to that, but I am hearing that you're more mature than that. You have more spiritual maturity. See, the issue is what is wrong is not what you're doing. The wrong is within the heart of your daughter.
Yes, and it is. Because her son told me, he said, Nana, I just want to know, I just wonder what my mom's really like. Because, you know, her personality, that's the enemy working through her. But I know what he wants. He wants a real relationship that's real with her. And him and his wife are getting ready to have a baby. I'm going to be a great grandma. And she's angry because of making the choice for her not to be around the baby because of her behavior. It's not my fault.
No,
you know,
it's his choice. Yeah.
It's his choice.
But, you're right.
That's what it is, you know.
You can be blamed. So I would do this. Based on what is right now taking place, expect to be accused. This isn't a persecution complex. It is you expect that your words can be twisted. In other words, be a realist. And then realize that your job is the word love means seeking to do what is in the best interest of that other person. And the Bible says love must be sincere. So let's come back and look at this.
In these unprecedented times, millions are suffering with more stress, anxiety, loneliness, and depression. In the still of the night, when things slow down, these feelings can be the strongest. This is when June Hunt shares God's truth through this late-night radio ministry, Hope in the Night. She helps people find answers and critical next steps for their struggles. Help us mark this 26th year by making a $26 gift or even a $260 gift to our late-night radio ministry. It would be a special blessing if you would make your gift a monthly gift. Just go to hopefortheheart.org or text the keyword HOPE to 855-909-1546. That's hopefortheheart.org or text the keyword HOPE to 855-909-1546.
Did you know that June Hunt has a new website? JuneHunt.org gives you a behind-the-scenes peek into June's life and ministry. You'll hear her personal story of an uncertain childhood and how, even as a young adult, she struggled with anger, unforgiveness, lying, and her identity. Perhaps in June's story, you'll hear your story and discover the same hope and help that has guided her. As June says, God does not waste the trials in our lives. Along with June's story, you can see what's new as we work to share this message of biblical hope and practical help in more places and in new ways to reach more people. Because there is hope, no matter the circumstances. Make JuneHunt.org your place to go for what's new at Hope for the Heart, and make it your place to go for biblical hope and practical help anytime, anywhere.
You are listening to Hope in the Night. I'm Jeff Oliver, and we'll get back to our caller in a moment. Our customer support team can be reached at 800-488-HOPE. They're available Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Central Time, and they can help guide you to God's hope through our resources. And we'd love to hear from you. Again, their number is 800-488-4673. And that's, again, for our customer support team. Please give them a call to get in touch with any of our resources, and they'd be happy to point you in the right direction. And if you would like to speak with June about something that's going on in your life, and you would care to do that on a future broadcast of Hope in the Night, just give us a call at 800-NIGHT-17. That's 800-NIGHT-17. And when you call, just leave a detailed message so we can get back to you and schedule you for the next available Hope in the Night. That's 800-644-4817. Let's return to our conversation now with Hannah.
Well, dear Hannah, I respect you so much.
Thank you.
This is huge. You are being accused. You're being, I'm going to use the term persecuted. It's not just being accused.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and because it's ongoing. And
it's been that way for a while, for some time. And,
how long?
To, you know, not leave this world without having that relationship. I mean, I have another daughter, but we have a good relationship. And, I mean, she just wrecked her car 3 weeks ago and totaled it, and I think it's a wake-up call from God. You know, it's like you don't wish death on your mother, you know.
You wondered my opinion, and I think it absolutely can be, because the point is, when we live our lives and yield our will to His will at that very point, meaning I'm talking about when we become an authentic Christian, giving Jesus Christ control of our lives, the Bible says that we are sealed with the promised Holy Spirit.
Yes, amen. Well, and I just heard that just recently. That's a scripture. I got chills all over my body. It was at church one day, and mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I forgot where it was, but it just amazes me. You know, I just, yes, we are sealed.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay, so
and
let me tell you. Mm-hmm, I'll tell you where it is.
Yeah,
and it's important. Okay.
I just thought, wow. You know, yeah, I don't know everything about the Bible. I wish I did, but I do know bits and pieces.
Well,
but
in Ephesians,
I need to know it all, but
you're learning. You just keep saying, "Lord, teach me. Lord, teach me. Teach me Your Word." And Ephesians 1:13 says, "You were included in Him," meaning in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
When, and this is important, when you heard the word of truth, now you're hearing the truth, the gospel, the good news of your salvation. Now, as a response, having believed, now you entrust your life to Him.
Yes.
You are marked in Christ with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. And notice this. Who is a deposit? He's deposited in you like a bank. There's a mm-hmm. deposit in you guaranteeing mm-hmm. our inheritance. It says, mm-hmm. until the redemption of those who are God's possession. Now, let me say that. Let me say something about that. Imagine right now,
mm-hmm.
When I prayed to receive Jesus, when you prayed to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and I did that for me, for giving Christ control of my life, at that moment, and that's what's important. Don't believe if somebody says, "Oh, that's another time frame," or "You don't have the Holy Spirit at all." If no, this based on the authority of the Word of God,
right. Right.
It is, once you've done this, you've believed, in other words, you've entrusted your life to Him. It's not mental belief. It means you're relying on Him, entrusting your life to Him.
Amen.
It says you are sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. Now, what that means is inside you, my friend, the Spirit of God lives to do what? He convicts you. He convicts you and me when we're going the wrong direction.
Right,
if we're going the wrong way on a one-way street, we need to know that.
Exactly.
We need to feel bad. We need to turn.
Yeah.
And so that's good. It's what I call good guilt. God, enable me to have good guilt to feel bad about when I'm going the wrong direction.
I like that.
If I need to turn around. And that's what we all need as the role of the Holy Spirit, one of the roles of the Holy Spirit. He convicts us. He counsels us in the way we should go.
Yes.
And so that's great, because at times we don't know which way to go. And so he's called this, when the Spirit of Truth literally will come into our lives, and He counsels us so that then we can be led to do what is in His will instead of our will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the point, one other point here. Notice that in the Bible also, there is a list of qualities. They're actually called the fruit. The fruit of the Spirit. It's just before that. This is in Galatians 5:22, and this is important because it says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. So the point is, if the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, if you don't have peace about something, that's one of the ways He tells you that, no, don't do that. If instead you have absolute peace, that something is right, and you have a relationship with Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you do what gives you peace, because it's His peace. In fact, the Bible even says He is our peace. So my point is, one thing you can do, you want to know what to do? You pray that your daughter, who is wayward, who wants to put black magic on you, meaning cause the magic will be harmful. That's a part of the occult. But your job would be to say, number one, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you live in me. The Bible says it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. So with Him on the inside, He literally gives you the power to do what is right, because He's all-powerful. So one of the things that He says to do is to pray for those who persecute you.
Mm-hmm.
Pray, and so that's one of your jobs. You will pray. Now, let me tell you a way to pray. I'm not saying you should do it exactly like this.
Yeah.
But if I know that someone is driving the wrong way on a one-way street, or I'm going to ask you, if you know someone's driving the wrong way on a one-way street, would you care about that?
But I care.
Mm-hmm. Would you care?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Would you try to do something to change the course?
I would try the best I could. Isn't there a scripture that says, well, I don't know if it pertains to what you're saying, like, their blood will be on your hands if you don't minister?
Well,
or is that another situation?
Well, I think that the point right here is, the most loving thing you can do, your daughter right now won't listen to your words if you try to say them, but there are several options that you have. First, you pray that the Spirit of God, now listen to this, will give her a lack of peace. And you're not trying to be vengeful. Just until she turns, you can pray, you know, I pray that the Spirit of God will convict my daughter to have a softened heart toward Jesus. Now, it doesn't matter that she calls herself a Christian. What she's doing is not Christianly. It's not Christian. And so many people call themselves Christians. Mm-hmm. And what that means is they did believe that, or they do believe that Jesus walked on this earth and did miracles. Okay. But that does, what makes a person a Christian is the Bible is very clear. It's not just a mental activity. In fact, one of the things that I think is so important is a passage in Matthew 7, verse, I'm turning there right now. Here we are, 7:21, Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. But only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Mm-hmm. What your daughter is doing is not the will of God. She's wanting to put a black magic hex on you. And that's not of God. And it says, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. So the point is, a lot of people call themselves Christians. And what they can know is, well, there's a Christian creed, and that's a good thing. Well, or just, well, I was in church. By the way, I called myself a Christian at one time. I was asked, are you a Christian? I said, yes. What that meant was I had been a member of a church. There was no Bible that I remember ever was used. But I was in a mainline church. And I thought, okay, well, yes, I'm a Christian. What that meant to me is, I was in a church, I had been in a church, and I wasn't Jewish. Well, that doesn't mean a thing. By the way, there are Jewish Christians. There are people who, they're called Messianic Jews. They've yielded their will to the will of the Messiah. Ask him to take control of their lives. But the point is, when we read, pray for those who persecute us, it's not, oh, Lord, would you bless so-and-so.
And despitefully use us. I mean, yeah. I think she's kind of a narcissistic type person, too. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's sad, isn't it, though? Here she has all the potential as a daughter of yours, and yet she's caught up in bitterness. She stirs up strife. So the thing is, have pity on her in this way. Say, Lord, whatever will turn her around, I pray that whatever is necessary. Now, it may be part of what you just said, having this bad wreck 3 weeks ago, that it could be the wake-up call for her. And I would just pray that he would use whatever he sees fit to turn my daughter around so that she'll yield to you.
For bringing hope in the darkest hours, we're celebrating June Hunt and 26 years of Hope in the Night. June will tell you that a radio program was nowhere on her radar, but God had a different plan. On the first broadcast of Hope in the Night, June talked with people about fear, alcohol abuse, anger, and we'll never forget the woman facing an unplanned pregnancy. Help us mark this 26th year by making a $26 gift or even a $260 gift to our late night radio ministry. It would be a special blessing if you would make your gift a monthly gift. Just go to hopefortheheart.org or text the keyword HOPE to 855-909-1546. That's hopefortheheart.org, or text the keyword HOPE to 855-909-1546.
As we each solve the puzzle that is our life, we often have questions we can't answer. Usually, they're little nagging questions, but sometimes they're larger. So large, in fact, the answer or even the question itself can have life-changing consequences. June Hunt believes the best answers to these tough questions come from God Himself, and He's given us those answers in the Bible. For more than 20 years now, June has helped callers find these biblical answers and apply them to their lives. You can talk with June on her radio program, Hope in the Night, about an issue, a hurt, a relationship, or another concern in your life. Call 800-NIGHT-17. And remember, there are no hopeless situations, only people who have grown hopeless. There really are biblical solutions for all of life's struggles. Don't wait. Call now, 800-644-4817.
You are listening to Hope in the Night. We are a ministry of Hope for the Heart, offering God's truth for today's problems. And we are here because of your ongoing prayers and continued support of our ministry. We just say thank you for that. If you have questions or concerns about the topic of spiritual warfare, we do have resources for you. And you can call customer support at 800-488-HOPE and order those resources for yourself. The customer support team is available Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Central Time, and they can help you get those into your hands. We have Keys for Living, again, called Spiritual Warfare, Strategy for the Battle. And their number at customer support is, again, 800-488-4673. If you'd prefer to email, you may do so at customersupport@hopefortheheart.org and ask them any questions you have or order directly through the email. Again, customersupport@hopefortheheart.org. Let's return to our conversation now with Hannah.
Well, sweetheart, one thing. Help me understand, who is Amber?
Is the one, it's my grandson's cousin. She's the one that got killed in the car wreck. It's
okay.
And his family, you know, that part of the family. And my daughter was married to my grandson's father from that family, too. And it really upset Jacob's aunt when my daughter texted her that ugly text. It really, and they are like kind of like excommunicating my daughter, you know, because of what happened, and there was two other deaths too on my grandson's grandfather's side, and I thought, my goodness, in 1 week, you know.
Wow.
And,
okay.
And another thing that upset me, June, was the fact that my daughter told me that her aunt in Louisiana is an atheist, and she told her, don't speak God, you know, the name God in my house. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, my goodness, ooh, you know, that's not good. And well, you know, I mean, like the Word of God says, you might win the world, but you can lose your soul if you don't know the Lord. You know,
well,
so.
The issue is you've got to be true to what God leads you to do.
Right.
And this is going to be based on knowing that God loves you. He says, I know the plans I have for you. This is important, Hannah.
Right, Jeremiah.
He says, Jeremiah 29:11. And for him to say, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So with that, you already know that God knows everything. He has a plan and purpose for you. I know you said you are 64 years old. Well, there is no telling how long you will live and the impact you will have on certain family members. I was just talking tonight with my niece, but my mother's granddaughter, and she had told me that she was the most influential person in her life.
Oh,
and that when she died at age 83. My point is, do you think about that now? If she's the most influential, and several of my mother's grandchildren said that she was the most influential person in their lives, that is easily attainable for you because of your faith. And they knew that it was, they knew that she prayed for them consistently. My point for you now is we know that there will be those who will not be yielded to the Lord. I'm going to be sending you, by the way, our material on spiritual warfare.
Oh, I love books and stuff like that.
Well, this is going to help in terms of how do you... the Bible says that we're going to have to take a drink just a moment.
That's okay.
The Bible says that we are overcomers as Christians.
Right.
If we are overcomers, I want you to think about the different kinds of things that we are challenged with. Obviously, you have a lot of challenges, but the Bible says there's the world, the flesh, and Satan.
Right.
Well, the flesh is, I'm going to do what I want to do. I don't care what's right. I don't care what you say. I don't care what any spiritual leader says. I'm going to do what I want to do. And this is the realm of where your daughter is at this point. And she could be being used, of course, by the enemy of God. But there are ways that we literally fight the fight with spiritual warfare, and it's not a physical fight.
Exactly.
It's a spiritual fight, and
yeah,
what to do about that. And so this will be information that you will have, and I want you to pray for, and this is how I have stated one of our prayers that it ends with, just as you put a hedge of protection around Job, I ask you to put a hedge of protection completely around me for my good and your glory. And the Bible says in Job 1, first chapter, verse 10, this is the enemy, Satan, saying to God, have you not put a hedge around him, it's around Job, and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. But isn't it interesting? The enemy, the word Satan means enemy. The enemy said, have you not put a hedge? He was blaming God, actually. Have you not put a hedge around him, a hedge of protection? And so I believe what we do is we ask God, would you put a hedge of protection around me so that I won't be unduly influenced, I won't be demoralized by the words that my daughter is saying, or the fact that there's an aunt who's an atheist over, you know. Look, we're going to have all kinds of people here on earth. Heaven is another matter. In heaven, there won't be atheists. In fact, I could say this. In hell, there are not atheists. They know there's a God. They will know there's a God. Does this make sense to you, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so we know that the earth did not make itself. We know that matter had to come from something, and matter came, the Bible says, from God. That there's no, if matter cannot appear out of nowhere, well then, where did it come from? What's the original source? There's no other source except for God. But the issue here is for you to, I would pray a hedge of protection around your grandson and around all believers in your family, and do it by name. And then literally ask the Lord to enable you to give you a sense of timing. Like, if there is a reason why you know, okay, I think I just need to send something that's loving to my daughter. Now, it may be a while, but anything that could be, I'm going to use this term, find common ground. Like, you know probably what her favorite color is. You know what favorite items she really likes. I'm talking about, there can be something that she has in childhood loved. But anything that is kind, where she sees that you are attempting to be loving toward her. And that doesn't mean you every day send something.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
You wait until you are led by the Lord. When we have people who are like enemies to us, and I remember doing this with somebody in my family, and more and more, it's like, oh, I was so surprised that one day she said, I see how you've continued to reach out to me through, and she said, my children, my young children, and I was doing things for them that were loving. Now, the issue is, today I do things that I know are meaningful to her, and I do it periodically. It's learning their language of love. Learning their language of love. So you're praying for protection, because it is true, and you already know this. You know this scripture. Greater is he that's in you, and that's Jesus who is in you, than he that's in the world, is referring to Satan. That's in the book of 1 John. And the point is, he is in you. He will protect you. He will guide you. That doesn't mean bad things couldn't happen to you in some way.
Yeah, but I know what you mean.
He is not your enemy. He will, and I think putting that, asking him for that hedge of protection around you, but at the same time, you can, when it's appropriate, do something that you know that she knows is meaningful to her. And you know, like, well, you tell me, what, like, I'll be specific. Like, the person I do this with is, loves, she has a cat, and she has a parrot. And so I didn't know anything about parrots, so I decided I'm going to learn about parrots. But so I intentionally did this, and then I sent several things, and periodically I will send something that she loves music, so I'll send something that has music to it. It could be something that's a musical hook or something. So what's meaningful to your daughter?
Well, she likes jewelry, and her favorite color is purple. At least it was when she was little, you know.
That there are a lot of people who are passionate about purple, and you know, you could send, you when you see something that is purple, and I have literally a box of purple things for that one reason. I don't have it for any other color, but the people who love purple, then you could say, this reminds me of your childhood, and how much you love purple, and you just send it, you know, with my love.
That's a good idea. Yeah, when the time's right, like you said.
Yeah, just you find common ground. If you'd like, we can talk again. But meanwhile, you're going to receive from us, it's called Spiritual Warfare, Strategy for the Battle. And you know, She is doing the items, using items that would normally attack you, but that black magic that she's doing or threatens to do, isn't it wonderful that greater is he that's in you than any area of spiritual warfare that she can throw against you? You continue to hang on to hope.
We will send the Keys for Living called Spiritual Warfare Strategy for the Battle. Also, the 31-day devotional called Seeing Yourself Through God's Eyes. We'll send those along to tonight's caller free of charge. We can do that because of your generous support of this ministry. And we invite you to check out hopefortheheart.org and find the donate button there if you'd like to continue hearing Hope in the Night on your station or a podcast. We appreciate your help. And we would let you know that you can order resources for yourself at 800-488-HOPE anytime, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Central Time. And also, materials and recent programs are available at hopefortheheart.org. Until next time, for June Hunt, I'm Jeff Oliver saying you hang on to hope.